Oh, praise the Lord. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Father God, we come to you this morning with grateful hearts, with hearts of thanksgiving. Father, we thank and praise you for all that you have been. We thank and praise you, O Lord, for the name of Jesus that has power, Lord, that has transforming power, O God, in our lives. We thank and praise you, Lord, that you told us that we can call on the name of Jesus and situations will be changed. We will be at peace. We have salvation through the name of Jesus. So thank you, Lord, for the name. Thank you for the blood that was shed for us on Calvary's cross. Thank you for rising from the dead to save us, O Lord. You are our Savior. You are our God. You are our Father. You are our confidant and our friend. Father, we thank and praise you for the TMC call, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and Dr. P.K. Roberts, Lord. We thank and praise you that I know they leaned on the name of Jesus as they started this call, and you have blessed it. Oh, God, you have just multiplied it and just done just extraordinary things through this call in Jesus' name. Father, we thank you for blessing their going out and their coming in. And, Father, we ask that you shower Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, Dr. P.K. Roberts, and the V.S. De Leon family with favor from on high. Father, let them be at the right place at the right time with the right information and the right understanding in throughout their day and always. Order their footsteps, O God. Please be that lamp unto their feet and the light unto their path. Father, we thank and praise you for Pastor Everett Thomas, who will bring the word of God this morning. Father, we thank you that you have already downloaded a word for us from the throne room of God that will come forth with clarity in Jesus' name. Now, Father, we pray that whatever he touches prospers. Whatever he speaks, O God, is spoken through the words that you have given him in Jesus' name. Bless his family, O Lord. Father, bless his going out and coming in. Now, Lord, we thank and praise you that the call will go forth with clarity. Father, we thank and praise you for each and every family member on the call. Father, that we have opened our hearts and our minds, O God, and rid ourselves of any distractions so that we might be able to feast on the call, Lord, on the word, and be blessed and bless others by it. We command the airwaves to line up with the word of God because you have given us the authority to do that, because you have told us that we are to call those things that be not as though they were. So we are following this call with clarity, and we give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen. I will now turn the call over to our host. Host, are you there?
I am here, Minister Willa. Can you hear me?
Yes, my sister, Minister Kai, and I love you. Love you, my TMC family. Have a blessed day as we just glory in the tremendous power of in the name of Jesus. All right, it's yours, my sister.
Well, thank you so much, Minister Willa, for seating and greeting the people and for that powerful prayer to get us started this morning. Good morning, good morning, good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Master's Call. My name is Minister Kai, and I reside in the fabulous city of Norcross, Georgia. I want to thank everyone for joining us this morning in the TMC Telecommunications Sanctuary, and we wish you all the warmest of kingdom's greetings as you begin your day. This call is all about the Master, and as family, we gather early in the morning faithfully to give God the reverence, the glory, and the honor and the praise that is due him as we begin our day. The Master's Call was founded on October 25th, 2010, by two extraordinary and amazing women of God. That's Dr. P.K. Roberts, the Ambassador of Artists International, and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, affectionately known as our Mother Eagle. When God gave the mandate, he also gave the mission. And the mission is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as we begin our day. And because God is a God of order, we know that this call was founded on Scripture. And that Scripture reference comes from Psalms 88:13. And it reads, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." Here on the Master's Call, we begin the call with prayer, as Minister Willa did this morning, and we end the call with prayer, and we hope and pray that you continue each and every day in prayer. This call is brought to you live Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. Eastern Time, 7 a.m. Central Time and 5 a.m. Pacific Time by calling 712-432-0075, and the access code is 957-677-POUND. Each day, you can hear the current message on a recording by calling 712-432-1085, access code 957-677-POUND. All of the messages are recorded and archived from the inception of the call, and they can be played back by visiting our website, themasterscall.net. That's themasterscall.net. Now, if you're feeling led to join the team, or if you have a word from the Lord that he has just poured into your spirit, if you have a praise report or a prayer request, please email us at info@themasterscall.net. That's info@themasterscall.net. And Dr. Vanessa or Minister Robin, our prayer general, will get back with you. Immediately following this call is the MMC call hosted by none other than our own godmother, Platinum President Dr. Dorothy Cook, and a host of other dynamic leaders throughout Artists International. And they are there to keep us informed, energized, and moving to enhance the lives of others, especially since the conference was just over this past weekend. I'm sure we're learning more and more about it each day. And that number is 530-881-1300, PIN code 539-598-POUND. That's immediately following this call, and the number is 530-881-1300, PIN code 539-598-POUND. Now I'm going to go ahead and get out of the way so the man of the hour can come and just bring us what thus says the Lord. Today, our word will be coming from Reverend Everett Thomas. Reverend Thomas is a baptized born-again believer and an ordained minister. He has been preaching the gospel for over 35 years. He was the first assistant minister to the late pastor of Mount Zion Baptist Church and is a past senior evangelist of the Calvary Baptist District. He is currently serving as senior minister at Mercy House Church in Michigan. He is also a certified biblical counselor. He is the founder and president of Jehovah Jireh Ministries. This ministry provides for the needs of the people and has sponsored coffee houses, concerts, seminars, and assisted the elderly. Reverend Thomas officiates Sunday worship service at Across the Park apartment complex for the tenants that cannot get out to church. His belief is that iron sharpens iron, and that led him to organize and facilitate a weekly men's ministry breakfast. He is committed to God and the community. Reverend Thomas is a past president of the Lincoln Park Rotary, is a 13-year board member of the Downriver YMCA, is president of the Downriver Interdenominational Ministerial Alliance, and is one of the board members of the International Christian Education Association. Pastor Thomas has been married to his wife, Cheryl, for over 20 years. His mission is to be used of God to transform the lives in spirit, soul, and body. Without any further ado, I introduce to some and present to others none other than our very own Reverend Thomas. Reverend Thomas, are you there?
Good morning. Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear, man of God. Take it away.
Praise the Lord. Thank you for such a warm introduction, Ms. Kai, and that awesome prayer. Sister Willa, God bless you, Minister Willa. It is a blessing to be here, and we just thank God for the founders of this call, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Weatherspoon, for their vision for this call. I want to invite your attention to my TMC family, to the gospel according to Matthew, the fourth chapter. And we're looking at the first 11 verses, and I am reading from the NIV version. It says, "And Jesus was led by the Spirit into the desert to be tempted by the devil. After fasting 40 days and 40 nights, he was hungry. The tempter came to him and said, 'If you are the Son of God, tell these stones to become bread.' Jesus answered, "It is written, man does not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God." Then the devil took him to the holy city and had him stand on the highest point of the temple. "If you are the Son of God," he said, "throw yourself down, for it is written, he will command his angels concerning you, and they will lift you up in their hands, so that you will not strike your foot against a stone." Jesus answered him, "It is also written, do not put the Lord your God to the test." Again, the devil took him to a very high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their splendor. "All this I will give you," he said, "if you will bow down and worship me." Jesus said to him, "Away from me, Satan, for it is written, worship the Lord your God and serve him only." Then the devil left him, and angels came and attended him. Wow. This morning, I'd like to share with you from this subject, which I am, amen, taken from this devotion by Dr. Thomas Kilgore, Jr. And that subject is no choice but to make choices. Got that? No choice but to make choices. He goes on to say, we are forever standing at a crossroads of decision-making. Every new day presents us with the solemn responsibility of making choices. The success or failure of our life is determined by the degree of wisdom we employ in choice making. True success in life means glorifying God and serving mankind. So if our choices are within the will of God, then we succeed. If they are outside his will, we fail. Jesus, hungry, thirsty, and weak after his retreat in the desert, chose to respond to the temptation of devil with decisive retorts from the ultimate weapon, the Word of God. The Old Testament tells how Daniel, with unflinching faith, resisted several temptations to bow down to false gods, even though his life was on the line. He chose instead to serve the living God. The Hebrew boys Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego refused to obey King Nebuchadnezzar's command that they worship a gold image and chose to remain loyal to God. The very nature of the devil's temptation is to bring us to the fork in the road and to leave us there to either rise by making the right choice or fall by making the wrong one. The antidote to temptation is having the courage and fortitude to say no and to wield the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God, according to Ephesians 6:17. And when the battle is won, God is glorified. We must also be ready and willing to dare to challenge legalistic traditions, to break ungodly customs, and to disobey unjust laws. In the final analysis, there are but two choices: God's way or the devil's way, the saved way or the lost way, the creative way or the destructive way, the brotherhood way or the enemy way, the life way or the death way. Which will you choose? Wow. So our subject here is no choice but to make choices. We cannot live this life, my brother, my sister, without making choices. We have to make choices. You cannot continue to stay in neutral. Amen. Somebody, you can't drive a parked car. Amen. You have to change gears. You have to move either in reverse or in drive. And many of us are not moving forward in life today because we're standing in the middle of indecision. We're just there, just, I don't know what to do. Where should I go? Well, the Word of God says, if you lack wisdom, ask God. God will give you the wisdom, amen, to make the wise choice, amen. So we have a decision to make today, whether we're going to move forward to a president. If you're part of Artists International, we're going to make it that choice to move forward in that direction to become president so we can, amen, take advantage of the stock market through, amen, Artists International, which is awesome, amen, or stand still. You know, we have to make a choice. I'm looking also at, amen, in the Maxwell Leadership Bible, John Maxwell, he has a lot of wisdom to share. And he talks about the law of sacrifice. Quality leaders are prepared in the wilderness, he says. He says the Holy Spirit led Jesus out into the wilderness right after his baptism by John, reminding us that at least part of his preparation for ministry came from a wilderness experience. Does this sound familiar? Quality leaders can almost always point to a wilderness experience as part of their leadership preparation. During this time, our motives get purified, our backbone solidifies, and our calling gets clarified. Got that? During this time, our motives get purified, our backbone solidifies, and our calling gets clarified. The devil tempted Jesus for 40 days in the wilderness, a screening process to see what Jesus would give up and how he would trust God to provide. In his book, In the Name of Jesus, Henry Nouwen reminds us that the three temptations of Jesus corresponds to three temptations leaders face today. Number one, the temptation to be self-sufficient, according to verses 2 and 4. Jesus didn't become controlling. Even with his legitimate needs, he trusted God. Number two, the temptation to be spectacular, verse 5 and 7. Jesus refused to become a stuntman. He didn't perform in order to become a celebrity. And then number three, the temptation to be powerful, verse 8-10. Jesus wouldn't take a shortcut to gain power or worship. So he says, how do you deal with the temptations of leadership? Study Jesus' method for combating these familiar temptations of legitimate needs, gifting, and fame. Jesus provided our standard for defeating temptation. He never lost. Wow. So if Jesus had to use the word of God to fight this battle of temptation, how much more should we? Amen. First of all, I got to know what the word says. Amen. We got to be a student of God's word, knowing that it is written when it comes to whatever decision we have to make, amen, in the fork of the road of decision-making. So we just wanted to stop by this morning to let us know that choices must be made. If we're going to make it in this life journey, we're going to have to make some choices, amen. And of course, in network marketing, we have many sayings. If you plan to fail, you fail to plan. If you aim at nothing, you hit nothing every single time. So we have to make some choices in this life if we're going to make it. Amen. And God made it plain in his word. Let's just kind of look back a little bit at, I believe it's in Deuteronomy chapter 30. And it talks about making choices, even back there in the Old Testament. Verse 19, it says, I call heaven and earth as witnesses today against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore, choose life, that both you and your descendants may live, that you may love the Lord your God, that you may obey his voice, and that you may cling to him, for he is your life, and the length of your days, and that you may dwell in the land which the Lord swore to your fathers, to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, to give them. That's coming from the 30th chapter of Deuteronomy, verses 19 to the end of that particular chapter. Amen. That was coming from the New King James Version. So study God's word so that we can indeed make wise choices in life. There's, amen. If you're making foolish decisions, then therefore you have to make a turn. You have to say, well, look, I'm tired of sick and tired of being sick and tired, and I need to get some wisdom. I need to get around some people, amen, that are able to counsel me, that are able to mentor me, that are able to help me to make wise decisions. Yes, I want to become, amen, all that I can be in this business, but I realize that if I'm going to become all that I can become, And it says, I need to choose, amen, some people to hang around, amen, that's been there where I'm trying to make it to. I have to check with my upline. I have to, amen, get with the people that are successful. Amen. He that walketh with wise people shall be wise, according to the word of God. And a companion of fools will be destroyed. That's Proverbs 13 and 20. So if we're going to make it in this life, if we're going to be successful in this life, hang around some successful people. Amen. Hang around people that can make it, has made it, and willing to help you make it. Hallelujah. Amen. So God is good, isn't he? All the time. Let me share this prayer. So you heard it before. It's a paradoxical commandment. And it goes like this. It says, people are illogical, unreasonable, and self-centered, but love them anyway. If you do good, people will accuse you of selfish, ulterior motives, but do good anyway. If you are successful, you will win false friends and true enemies, but succeed anyway. The good you do today will be forgotten tomorrow, but do good anyway. Honesty and frankness make you vulnerable, but be honest and frank anyway. The biggest men and women with the biggest ideas can be shot down by the smallest men and women with the smallest minds, but think big anyway. People favor underdogs, but follow only top dogs. Fight for a few underdogs anyway. What you spend years building may be destroyed overnight, but build anyway. People really need help, but may attack you if you do help them, but help people anyway. Give the world the best you have, and you'll get kicked in the teeth, but give the world the best you have anyway. Yes, you got a choice to do what you have to do anyway, no matter what people say, no matter how people think, because their thought life, amen, don't determine your life, amen. People have their opinion. We have to learn to say, okay, you got your opinion. Your opinion of me do not define me. Amen. People just, you know, people have all kind of thoughts about us, but we have to say, well, God bless your heart. You thought about that way, but just watch me. Just watch my life and see if, amen, what you think of me is really who I am. Amen, amen. So don't let people steal your dream. Don't let people calls you, amen, to look backwards instead of look forward. Don't, amen, because you have a choice. It's your choice, amen, to make you, successful or a failure in life, either to reach your goal or not reach your goal, amen. And just finally, let me just share this one of my favorite scriptures that we have to choose. Either you're going to choose to worry or you're going to choose to walk by faith. Here it is. It says here, don't worry about tomorrow. It will take care of itself. That's verse 34 of Matthew 6. You will have enough to worry about today. But the key scripture here I want to us to focus on is the 33rd verse. Amen. Of course, in the King James Version, it says, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. But here it comes from a contemporary English version. It says, but more than anything else, put God's work first and do what he wants. Then the other things will be yours as well. So, my brother, my sister, make wise choices. This is your day to choose, amen, to move forward in your life, to be great as God has, amen, called us to greatness. Amen. Greater is he that's in us than he that's in the world. God bless your heart. Back to you, my dear sister, Minister Kai.
Thank you, Pastor Everett Thomas. What a word, what a word. If you'll please stay with us, I'll call you back for the benediction. We're going to go to the Father in prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for the man of God, Reverend Everett Thomas, and his word this morning. No choice but to make choices. Lord, we ask that you continue to give us the ability to choose wisely, that you lead and guide us into all truth, that you pour back into Minister Thomas all that he has poured back into us sevenfold, O Heavenly Father. Touch his ministry, his family, and everything that he puts his hand to. Make it prosper. We thank you for our health and our well-being. We thank you that Joni is home and doing well. We thank you for the traveling mercies for all those who traveled to and from the Artist Global Conference Spectacular. We thank you simply because you are God and you have given us the ability to make choices. We believe and trust that you are in control, that you lead and guide our every step as we surrender it unto you. We thank you for loving us enough to send your son to the cross that we may be restored and reconciled to you, that we may come into right relationship and come boldly before the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy. So, Lord, we will continue to give you all the praise, the glory, and the honor because we understand where we would be without you. So we continue to lift up those who are sick and those who are shut in. We thank you that cancer is a name and it must bow down to the name of Jesus because by his stripes we are healed and we walk in complete and divine health. Leukemia is a name. Asthma is a name. And we thank you that we are the healed protecting our health. We call out the names of those who have sent us prayer requests, and for those prayer requests that are unspoken, Father, you know better than we do exactly what each of your children on this line need. And so we leave it in your hands to do exactly as you see fit. We thank you and we praise you, Heavenly Father, because we know that without you, we would be nothing. So we glorify you, we magnify you, we seal it in the blood of Jesus, and it's in his name we pray, amen and amen and amen. And immediately following this call is the MMC call, and that number is 530-881-1300, access code 539-598#. If you want to hear the message from Pastor Everett again, no choice but to make choices. You can do so today only by dialing 712-432-1085, access code 957-677#, and it will be archived on the website, themasterscall.net. Again, we thank you for joining us, and here is where we say go out and be fantastic ministers in the marketplace. Pastor Everett, would you please come back and give us our benediction?
Amen. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you, be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace from now and forever. In Jesus' name, amen. Be blessed.